Now, joining us now to discuss the COVID pandemic. We haven't talked about that for a while, so let's get stuck into it with Angus Dalgleish, the Emeritus Professor of Oncology at the University of London and Principal of the Institute of Cancer Vaccines and Immunotherapy. Angus, great to have you on. Already your title is making me nervous. Tell me, what is the single, there's so many things, and you're an expert on, there's so many things that Australia did wrong around COVID, from lockdowns and mask mandates to vaccine mandates. What for you now, with hindsight, the benefit of hindsight, admittedly, what is the single worst thing Australian governments inflicted on the Australian people during COVID?
Well, the first thing I would say was the lockdown. There was absolutely no need for this, and I think it was universally agreed by everybody who's looked at this. And this seems to have been a controlled initiative, like around the world, everybody did it, except Sweden. And my God, I really admire Angus Tegnell, the chief medical officer there, who said, no, we're not doing it, it will cause far more harm than anything else. But I think we're here today to discuss, you know, the dreadful use of vaccines and the mandates that have caused so much problem. And it's very clear now that why on earth did they do this? I mean, I have no idea, because from the very beginning, these vaccines were not vaccines, particularly the ones that ended up after AstraZeneca with all the clots and they were shut down. But the messenger RNA vaccines of Pfizer and Moderna have caused unbelievable problems and damage to people. And I don't think we will ever really be able to get over that. I mean, the whole concept I challenged from day one. I said, you know, right from the beginning, this virus escaped from the laboratory. It has six inserts that could only have been put in manually. My peers said, well, this can occur randomly. I said, no, once, but not six times. Mm-hmm. This has been it. And the most important thing, we said that the vaccine was 80% homologous to humans, so it was bound to cause major side effects. Now, why did everybody go along with it? I mean, we informed everybody, the government, through the Five Eyes process, that this would happen, but everybody ignored it. So why did this happen? And now we know that it's even worse than that, that the vaccines were, the quality control was appalling. They changed the mechanism of manufacture between the trial and the rollout to about 6 billion people. This thing was full of contaminants. It was full of sequences that can actually get into your genome. And my big concern is that a lot of them explain why that a couple of years into this epidemic, we still have massive excess deaths. Excess deaths in Australia, New Zealand, and everywhere. And a lot of these now are due to cancer. And that's basically what I want to discuss here. The red flags are so enormous. Why has the government not banned these vaccines immediately? For a start, COVID doesn't exist anymore. And if it does, it doesn't kill anybody anymore. So why are you using vaccines, boosters, that we now know increase the rate of cancer? And the cancers are appalling. They're turbo cancers.
Oh, Rita. That's terrifying, because not only did everybody go along with this, we were forced to take it. If you wanted to keep your job, if you wanted to travel, if you wanted to enter a shopping mall and buy essential things, you had to do this. And not just adults, but children. In Victoria, we had kids who couldn't enter clothing stores, who couldn't go to just everyday places without their vaccine pass, without so what is going to be the impact on children who are at the lowest risk from COVID? We knew that from the start, who've been forced to take these vaccines. Will we ever know the full extent of the damage that's been caused to some of these kids?
Well, I mean, I think this is right. It was draconian, dystopian, and totally unnecessary. I mean, I criticised our own chief medical officer, Chris Whitty, and I'll use the words again, as a total moron. He basically wanted to vaccinate our children in order to protect their grandparents. So in that one sentence, he said he knew nothing about vaccines. You only vaccinate to protect somebody else. You do not vaccinate to protect other people. And by that sentence, he said, well, the vaccines didn't work because all the grandparents and parents are already being vaccinated. It was unbelievably stupid. Mm. No child died of COVID unless they had some underlying condition like leukemia. It was absolutely abhorrent that they would even think of this. And they were pushed into this by Pfizer and all the people that Pfizer and Moderna wanted to get this into everybody. These were not vaccines. These were horrible gene therapies that could actually integrate into your genome. And this is one of the reasons we're seeing this horrendous rise in turbo cancers. I'm terrified what they have done to our children. I think everybody who went along to that should actually stand up to trial, defend themselves and go to court. This is unbelievable, the incompetence, medical negligence, everything, and nobody is accepting responsibility for this. It is unbelievable case of cognitive dissonance. And I hold everybody to account. I hold the chief medical officers to account, the chief scientific officers to account. The so-called, in the UK, we had SAGE, one of the most inappropriate acronyms ever. But, you know, it is unbelievable it had to. Now, I cannot believe the MHRA and the TGA and the FDA, the level of incompetence and negligence, and they have to be held. This is Nuremberg trial stuff. They are so awful. Now, we know about the contamination. Your TGA have stood up and said, oh, we've done this little study, that study, what have you, but it doesn't really matter because they're safe and effective. They started with the mandate that these vaccines were safe and effective. No, they were never, ever effective. I've looked at the first submissions of Pfizer to the FDA. There was no evidence that they were effective whatsoever. Mm. Basically hope, and they were never ever safe. And the first submission of Pfizer showed that they caused every single side effect you could ever possibly want, and yet the FDA still approved them, and the TGA and the MHRA went along with it. This was absolute criminal negligence. Their job was to say, are they safe? Are they effective? No, they were not, and yet they signed off on it.
James. Professor, you know, we had in Australia, and I know a lot of other countries had pandemic plans put together a long time before this happened, and none of them called for lockdowns, and yet pretty much every nation went along with the lockdown plan, except for Sweden, which did very well, comparatively when you look at it. Why do you think so many nations like Australia all went in with this, you know, in the wake of this pandemic that we know was caused by a virus that was done in a lab that was doing research that was paid for by the U.S. to get around its own restrictions?
Well, I totally agree. As I said, my colleagues and I were the first to point out that this escaped from the lab. There was no other explanation. There was 6 positive charge in this virus. 2 of them had been previously published out of the Wuhan in Western medical literature. So why did they cover up? Why did they do the lockdown? Why did they do the mandate? I'm sorry that I couldn't believe that my peers in humanity would descend to such lows. This basically, the whole thing was planned. The whole lockdown was an experiment in control. And there was this Manhattan Project in its Department of Defense. They were doing this genetic engineering, which Obama quite rightly said should never have been done. It's a gain of function. Fauci was told not to do it. So what did he do? He got it done elsewhere, including the Wuhan laboratory in China. And he lied, I believe. Rand Paul's held him up on this. And the greatest thing that's happened is that Robert F. Kennedy has written the most brilliant book on how evil Fauci is, the real Anthony Fauci.
Well,
gets into power in January, this whole thing, I believe, will be over. He will basically hold them all to account for this, because I believe this is the greatest crime of the century, what happened over this.
Well, Professor Dalgleish, I agree with you. It'll be fascinating once Robert Kennedy gets there into a seat of power, and it'll be absolutely fascinating. Thank you so much for your insights. I will point out that the TGA would disagree with you on excess mortality. They would argue that that's due to people missing diagnoses and so on. But I can imagine your response to that. We don't have time for it, but I think your views are perfectly clear, and you've argued that case brilliantly. Thank you so much, Professor Dalgleish.